Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it's no drama like NBA drama, that's for sure. No drama like NBA drama. What a circus in Philly. Wow, what's happening? Teak and Tierney ready to roll on this Tuesday as the NBA season descends upon us. The world champion Bucks, the Kyrie-less Nets, LeBron and the Lakers. Klay not back yet, but Steph is there. So we got a little action tonight. The rest of the crews get into it tomorrow. And, of course, we're coming to you from our Rocket Mortgage studio. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. We'll kick the Titans and the Bills down a little bit down the rundown. We're probably going to lead with them today until we got news out of Philadelphia late morning that this thing is now completely and utterly, completely off the rails. I'm sure all of you saw the viral video from yesterday at the end of practice where you had a completely disconnected Ben Simmons from the huddle. Wanted no part of it, just walked off, kind of slinked off the court, says, hey, you know what? I'm good. I'm just here so I won't get fined. And then today, apparently didn't want to participate in some of the drills that Doc was imploring him to participate in. Mm. So Doc said, get your stuff and get out. Kicked him out.
What a cluster.
And then Morey suspended him.
Yeah, what a cluster they have going on down there in Philadelphia. And, you know, you hear these players try to talk it out like, oh, yeah, you know, we're just going about our business and we're going to go back and, figure out how to play, put together a game plan and go play. And like, it's no big deal. You hear Joel Embiid trying to be, you know, Mr. I don't know, politically correct. Like, dude, just come out and say, dude's a pain in the ass on our team right now. We know he's not going to be here in a couple of days or maybe a week if it takes that long to find a trade partner. But at the end of the day, it feels so unprofessional how it was handled by Ben Simmons and his camp. And I know what his feelings and emotions are, but you can't let that get in the way of your job. He paid millions, I think multiple millions of dollars to be an NBA player. And yes, there have been people before that have been disgruntled and they found their way elsewhere. But man, this doesn't feel like it's going to end well for either side of this, BT.
Well, that's the key point because, you know, Ben Simmons is obviously losing. Literally, he's going to get banged out for about $400,000 because he's suspended for game one.
Yep.
And there might be subsequent suspension. So he's obviously literally losing money. He's also losing in the sense that I think when, you know, he put his home up for sale and he packed up all his stuff, I think that he thought that he would be on a different team by now based on the power play. So Ben Simmons is woefully losing, but so are the Sixers because they're on the short list of really good teams in the East and Joel Embiid's in the middle of his prime. You know, every wasted year becomes something that you'll lament down the road. You only get so many years with a great, great player.
That's right.
A transcendent player in his late 20s. He's 27, 28. I wouldn't say that Joel Embiid's been politically correct, though. Today, quote, at this point, I don't care about that man.
Wow.
That's what he said. Let me play this for you. Now, it's a little lengthy, went on to different things, but the first, I don't know, 9 or 10 words. At this point, I don't care about that man. Here's the star for the Sixers basically saying Simmons is really a complete pain in the ass at this point.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night. I try to lead, you know, the guys that we have here, and I'm sure they feel the same way because, you know, our chemistry has been excellent despite, you know, everything that's been happening in the last few months. So, yeah, like I said, I don't really care.
All right, so that's Joel Embiid. I mean, listen, the optics of this, the video, it really makes Ben Simmons. It's hard to look worse.
Yeah.
Then Ben Simmons looked coming into this this last week or so when he decided to go and show up. And we all know why he showed up. He has no interest in participating. Doesn't want to be a Sixer. I'm sure most of his teammates don't want him to be a Sixer. I'm sure Doc isn't going to play something from Doc in a bit. Doc's incredibly frustrated. So is Morey. I mean, this guy's just loafing around. He's got his sweatpants on. He's loafing through drills. Some he does, some he doesn't. Not mentally engaged, not physically engaged. It's a horrendous look for a guy who, at this point, let's face it, you know, if Ben Simmons had an issue with the organization and Ben Simmons was coming off a playoff series where Ben Simmons pumped in 22 a night, he shot 50% from the floor, and he had no issues at the stripe or no aversions to shooting, I mean, it'll be a little bit of a different scoreboard. Ben Simmons is trying to recraft the narrative.
Yep.
He's only making it worse.
Yeah, you're right, because nobody's on his side.
Nobody.
Nobody is on his side. Like, his teammates aren't on his side. It'd be one thing if you had a contract dispute or, I don't know, there was just an emotional falling out between you and the team, and your teammates were like, yeah, you know what? They're doing Ben wrong here. We got your back, Ben. You know what? You got to get.
We've heard that before, Teak.
You got to get up out of here. Go ahead and get up out of here.
We respect you chasing your bag.
I agree.
They say that all the time.
We are getting that not at all.
No,
not at all. And we knew this was going to happen because of how dismissive Ben Simmons was in the offseason. I mean, Joel Embiid even said this. I don't know if he said it yesterday, but they asked him about, have you talked to him? He's like, I tried to talk to him, and he didn't want to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to go out to L.A. to see him, and he didn't want nothing to do with him. Said that if you come out, I'm not going to see you. So they canceled that trip. And so at the end of the day, this is just, it's mismanagement. You have to keep going back to that. Rich Paul, who was his agent, obviously LeBron's guy, you know, and he decided that, you know what, Philly's not our place. They disrespected me at the end of last year, whether it was what Doc Rivers said or just how he was, I don't know, how he was perceived internally, how the fans, right? All this stuff, they treated me the wrong way. I don't want to be here anymore. And as soon as you say that in a place like Philly,
yeah,
it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care. I mean, maybe if he gets him to a championship, Philadelphia, the Sixers fans would be like, all right, yeah, now he's our guy now. He's not their guy until he does something significant for him, for them, and he's not going to get a chance to do that. The minute he steps into a Sixers, into Wells Fargo in a Sixers uniform, oh, hell, even if he's in a different uniform, he's going to be booed mercilessly.
Oh, if he comes in there in a different uniform, they will, I mean, the vitriol.
Don't you think it's going to happen even this year when he dresses? Like,
you mean as a Sixer?
As a Sixer.
They have already mentally divorced him. And
yes.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
And by the way, this is it's not a huge leap, but I don't know that I'd say this with great confidence, but, you know, we kind of talk about if he's still with the Sixers, right? Like, how would they receive him? We're almost assuming that he has worked on those weaknesses. Like, if he comes back and he's still a dog at the line,
yeah,
and he's still passing up shots and he's still a mental midget, forget about it.
Yeah.
They are going to roast him like nobody in Philly has ever been roasted in the history of Philly.
Can you?
And that's saying something.
Do you think it's possible that he gets harassed on the line like a way team players get harassed on the line?
Like when they start counting for Giannis?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I wouldn't blame him. If that's my team, I would go nuts.
I just feel an unprecedented home court, like,
disconnect or rage.
Just rage.
Hate.
Rage is the right word.
Going.
I just feel that that's coming. I mean, only because it's Philly, and this is actually respect for Philly because how their fans are.
Yeah.
They are brutal.
Yep.
And they're vicious.
I mean, and territorial.
And as soon as you become somewhat of an outsider to that and a disliked outsider, and I'll give you an example. Like, Philadelphia fans, they hate me because I played for the Giants, but it's kind of like a respect-hate thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
This is like a hate-hate thing.
Yep.
That's happening for a guy on their team. This is unprecedented in so many. I'm trying to think if there ever has been a player
that. I can't. I mean, I know that Mike Schmidt was booed. I know they booed Santa Claus. I know they destroyed McNabb.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, half the fan base, not the entire fan base, but this to me, I can't imagine. We gotta get Spike. You know what, Samter? See if Spike is around. I'll get him in studio. See if Spike is here. Or I got to get Spike's thoughts. Spike's our new PD. He's running the show here locally and nationally. But he's been down in Philly. His dad's a legend down there, and he was the PD in WIP. Like, I can't imagine that there is a modicum of support for Ben Simmons. Usually, you might have like 30% outlier. Wow, we still kind of need him. I would think that 99% yeah. are like, get this dog out of here. Yeah. We don't want him here.
How much blame do we put on the 76ers
themselves? I think they are as complicit. I tweeted this morning. I texted this to you guys. Thank you for teeing me up with that. The easy thing to do is to focus on the petulance and the unprofessionalism of Ben Simmons. That is obvious. But they allowed this to get off the rails. Yep. I mean, there is no way. The Sixers, their biggest mistake, they made two colossal mistakes. Number one, they trusted a player whose heart had already showed and whose actions had already showed, more specifically, where his heart is. So they trusted something they should not have trusted, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they allowed it to languish far, far deeper into the calendar year than
That's
they
right.
needed to. He should have been traded 2 months ago.
Well, what did you say? That you said this probably 2 months ago, BT, that why did it take Doc Rivers so long?
I don't know.
To try to correct the record.
Well, I do know. You know why? Because he doesn't really want him back.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't
right.
believe in him. That's you right. think he wants to deal with this nonsense?
That's right.
So if Doc's old school.
If you really wanted him back, like you really wanted him back, a week later, 2 weeks later after the postseason, even wait till the finals are over, you just go, yeah, you know, I didn't really mean what I said about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
We really like him. We want him to be back here next year. He waited 2 months.
Because he was still on the roster after 2 months. And he's
That's
like,
right.
I better do a little damage control in case this guy's on the roster 2 months from now.
Yeah.
Meaning really 4 months
yes,
ago.
Yes.
I mean, listen, it is. And Daryl Morey's got to get off his high horse and stop asking for 90 cents on the dollar. You've got a broken player who is right now universally despised in the city in which he currently gets paid to
yeah.
play, although he's getting bagged at $400,000 tomorrow night.
Yeah, and already,
rightfully so.
And already $1.4 or so million for the missed preseason games.
And
as
they
well.
And they withheld the $8 million as well, $8.3
yeah.
million. This guy thought Ben Simmons, listen, Rich Paul's brilliant, and Rich Paul, along with LeBron's help for sure, but Rich Paul has crafted a magnificent business portfolio and career. But either Rich Paul, all right, gave Ben Simmons the absolute worst, like erroneous, irresponsible information as
yep.
to how this was going to go down, or, and this is what I subscribe to, Ben Simmons went rogue and basically said, there's no way they're going to stick me
yeah.
at 400. They're not going to suspend me.
Here's what I think happened in this in regard to what you're talking about with Rich Paul. I think Rich Paul advised Ben Simmons, hey, I've seen this before, right? There's been other superstars that have held out. They've gotten what they've wanted. The team eventually is going to cave. You know, they don't want the headache, just like you don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this play out before. Go about it this way.
Well, that would be mistake number one, because we've never seen a play out like that. We've seen contractual stalemates play out.
Yes.
Not this disconnect and deterioration of a star player play out.
Well, it's not even that. So to me, the bigger issue is that Ben Simmons isn't a superstar.
I'm so tired of him, man.
Right?
I hope he goes somewhere and just bombs.
He's not.
Now I'm officially rooting against him. That circus
Sacramento?
Act today.
Sacramento,
where you at? I mean, I like Darren Fox, so that might actually be a good combo. I'm not wishing injury on him. But
yeah.
I mean, to go out there and just around and think that you're still going to get paid.
I know.
What the hell do you think you are?
Yeah, agreed.
Oh my God, what a circus.
Yeah, Doc Rivers addressed this because obviously this was a big story.
You kind of have to.
You have to. Here's Doc.
It was a distraction today. I didn't think he wanted to do what everybody else was doing. And it was early. It wasn't a big deal. Just told him he should leave then. And we went on with practice. Like every day, every single moment, I'm going to give Ben a chance to join the team and be part of the team. He's under contract to be part of the team, and so that's not going to change. You know, sometimes it happens quick and guys join back in. Sometimes it doesn't. I've been in both situations, and I'm fine with that. But at the end of the day, as a coach, I have to protect the team, and then we get to the other part. And so today, I just thought it was more important to focus on the team.
Absolutely right. You got to protect your team. When you have guys busting their humps to get ready for a game tonight, No, this was yesterday, but getting ready for a game, and he's just half-assing.
But they're playing. They're playing tomorrow.
They're playing tomorrow.
You got
That's
the
right.
Nets,
That's
the Bucks, right. Lakers, That's Warriors, right. everybody else, pretty much
for
tomorrow.
A game tomorrow yep. night.
And this was today when he got booted.
Yes, the
yesterday
last
yesterday was the video at the end of
dribbling
practice.
The basketball yes. behind while they're all putting their hands in the middle. Hey, team, whatever.
On three,
the heck
team.
It
is. One, two, three.
And he's
three.
Dribbling the basketball, and as soon as they do it, he busts out.
He's
and
already
goes
in the shower. He's getting a massage already.
Right, exactly. So I mean, Doc had to do this.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to do this. For whatever reason, just so they don't have to pay him, they can keep fining him if they suspend him for conduct detrimental, which it seems like is perpetually going to happen from here on out.
Yep, and you know what though, I know what I mean. I think Doc said the right thing, but I still don't think they're doing the right thing because it's one thing to say I've got to protect my team, mm-hmm. but when you allow him in the building, you're yeah. not protecting your team.
Yeah, but you kind of have
no,
to.
No, you
right?
don't. Kick his ass to the curb. Trade him already.
Yeah,
just he wants out. You want him gone. Just get rid of him.
Yeah, but you got to get something. Right?
You got to get something. You could have had McCollum.
Yeah, true. I mean, and we don't know how far that deal actually got down the table, but...
Well, I don't think it went far because Morey kept saying, I want 3 first-round picks, too.
That's a good point.
Well, take that or rescind that demand.
Well, I think...
McCollum, there we go.
The challenge for the 76ers as they navigate this, though, BT, is that without trading him, this team is kind of... I don't want to say it's incomplete because I think they have some good players, but it's hard. Like, if without a stud to fill the... Not fill the void, but to be... You know, they got Maxey there and some other young players, but
Tyrese, yep.
Yeah, there's not that I don't know, they need someone to fill that position.
They don't have a legit number two.
That's right.
For a team that's supposed to
that's
be
right.
in the mix for a championship.
That's exactly right. And so you gotta get something, at least something close that's going to potentially develop into that.
Yeah. Doesn't McCollum's already there.
Right. Agreed. McCollum would be there. But you don't necessarily need a guy that's there. You just need a guy that's going to develop there maybe over the course of a year or
mm-hmm.
two. And then you feel good about it. Right now, the 76ers can't feel good about this. Ben Simmons can't feel good about this. Rich Paul can't feel good about it. Nobody feels good about this right now, except for us, because it's given us great fodder to talk about.
No drama like NBA drama here, Teague. Let's get to this coming up next. We've got to incorporate a little Deshaun Watson as well. Listen, there's always been... You know, I mean, there's always been disconnect and acrimony within player and pro sports franchises over the years, even growing up. I remember guys holding out, and it drove me nuts as a kid. This is different, though. The sense of entitlement with Deshaun Watson, what's going on with him, certain players, it's a different game. How did it get to this point, and can it ever get back a little bit? I mean, there's such a thing as players maybe having too much control. Let's get to that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. No TV next couple days, by the way. We're going old school. Tiki and I slumming it. No TV cameras. By the way, the hat that you're wearing today,
yeah.
You got that because I have the same hat. That's the X-Tech pads, right?
Yes, the X-Tech pads.
That's got to be at least 7 years ago when it first hit the market.
At least. Right? I never wore it.
Yeah, I've never seen you wear it.
I never wore this hat. I found it the other day in my, I don't know, one of the bins that have all my hats in. Yeah. I was like, oh, let me rock that thing.
There you go.
It looks cool.
Looks good on you, Tate.
Thank you, brother.
No doubt. And obviously, there's a lot to go to get into. Continually, we'll do it with the Ben Simmons stuff. It's crazy. And we are brought to you by the AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. We'll get to the Bills and the Titans a little later. By the way, if you listened, Titans money line, bang. You're welcome. Inbounds, out of bounds. Next segment, Gary Payton, Naismith Hall of Famer, point guard coming up. We got a couple tonight, full bore tomorrow. NBA is here. And LeBron, by the way, weighed in on load management. Little different opinion than his head coach, which is always interesting. But let me read you a couple of the tweets here from Adrian Wojnarowski. Then we can just keep digging into this Ben Simmons circus stuff. All right, so this was filed an hour ago. Rather than regurgitate what we know, here's some relatively new stuff. ESPN sources, according to Adrian. The Sixers have fined Ben Simmons $1.4 million for his absence from the four preseason games.
Yep.
$360 each. We kind of knew that. But also levied numerous team fines for missed practices, on-court workouts, and meetings. He hasn't earned any money since returning to the team on October 11th.
Wow.
Hasn't gotten a penny. That I did not know.
Yeah, not that he necessarily needs to worry about that,
well,
but yes.
You know, yeah,
it's still
yeah.
money.
It's still money.
I mean, $1 million is $1 million. I don't care how much money you're making.
No, and his motivation at this point appears to be mostly money, not yeah. about getting a jump shot or coming to help Philly with a championship. It's yep. about saving every penny.
Yep.
Woj also tweeted about an hour ago, the Sixers' approach on a trade has remained steadfast. They won't move Simmons for role players, which I'm fine with. That's fine. Only a player who will help them keep a championship contender. That hasn't changed. And for now, nobody should expect a speedy resolution on his future in Philly. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I don't mind that, actually. Looking for a championship piece. Because why trade Ben Simmons for somebody who's you're going to try to develop and might not work out?
So,
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just the other stuff that we're worried about. You don't need that player, whether it be C.J. McCollum or whoever, and then three other draft picks.
Correct.
Right? That just becomes untenable for any organization to do that. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense for your trading partner to give up a championship quality player. Because think about what you're saying, and then draft picks. That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm with you. Let's bridge somebody else who's not very happy. It'll be Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got a very different set of circumstances than Ben Simmons, obviously. If Ben Simmons wanted to play tomorrow night, he could.
Yep.
If they rescinded the suspension, he could play game two, I guess. If Deshaun Watson wanted to play this week, I'm not so sure that he could, because even if the Texans said you're going to, the NFL might intervene. You and I both think there's maybe a non-binding agreement. Hey, listen, guys, don't put him on the field. We won't levy any punishment. We'll let this thing play out with the masseuses, the 20-plus civil suits, et cetera. But, you know, I don't know if there's a direct correlation to entitlement and the way youth sports have changed and the holding of hands and the placation of superstars. Because this did happen in the 80s and 90s a little bit as well. Let's not pretend, it was always good back then.
True.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
But it seems a little bit more amplified these days.
Well, it feels amplified because these guys are making so much money. Right, it's almost like you guys negotiate. Like back in the 80s, these guys weren't making anything, and it's like you were handcuffed to wherever you were drafted, and they had all the right. You had no movement possibilities, not in the present or in the future, and so you could understand why players would be disgruntled, or if they found themselves disgruntled, why they'd want to go elsewhere. I think recently we've seen this a little bit differently because of the nature of the stars that we're talking about. Deshaun Watson, who you mentioned. I mean, he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the National Football League. And then you throw Ben Simmons, who just signed a humongous deal as well. So he's one of the, not maybe highest paid, but he's still highly paid in the NBA. And he just doesn't enjoy where he is because of whatever reason. In this case, it seems like it's confidence in him by his teammates and his coaches. But they feel entitled to want to go where they want to. And they're not alone in that. I think there's other players that, I don't really like where I am right now. I'd like to go someplace else. Maybe I can get traded. This is in all sports. But it feels like with certain guys, And it's kind of surprising because the two that we're talking about right now, Deshaun Watson and Ben Simmons, if you had asked me 2 years ago, yeah, those two guys are going to be pain in the ass holdouts and demand trade. There was the last two guys I would have assumed would take that route, right? Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson seemed like he was one of the great guys in football, great teammates, etc. Then he didn't want to practice, and he's not going to show up, and ultimately all this other stuff came out, and then created a different fiasco. Ben Simmons seemed like a humble, nice, hardworking.
He did.
Yep. Maybe he doesn't have a great, you know, jump shot or doesn't want to take three pointers, but he busts his ass to be a great defensive player. Like, he would do all of the little things. I didn't view him as a diva, just like I didn't view Deshaun Watson as a diva. But I guess below the surface, there's things that we can't see, which maybe is making this feel a little bit different than it normally does for guys who are asking for trades.
I'll give you a little example of how different it was back in the day. And not that this player had any issues, a little bit of a contractual squabble. But like, you get drafted in the NBA now, you've got a slotted contract.
That's right.
And then obviously there's qualifiers.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do, right? So I remember Mullen telling me the story, Chris. And so he gets drafted. He does not want to go to play for the Warriors. They're a moribund franchise at this point. It's 1985, by the way. I mean, a million years ago. But it's the mid-80s. He's a seventh overall pick out of St. John's. Wins the Wooden Award with Ewing when it meant something.
Yep.
Because there was a lot of seniors around the country at that point. Anyway, so Chris doesn't want to go out there. He holds out. And he misses all the training camp. I want to say he misses the first six or seven games of the season. He actually signs the contract on the morning of either game 7 or 8, plays that night, hits the game-winning jump shot. Right? And just think about if one of the first-round picks this past draft didn't play 1 second in the preseason, signed his deal 7 or 8 games in, he wouldn't play that night.
That's right.
The money was different. Just the way things were processed, it's very different. And guys back then, even though it was obviously really good life-changing money, when you're making, I think Chris was making $500,000, I think it was $500,000 or $600,000 that first year. When you're making, you know, $1 or $2 million, half of it's taxed, a little bit goes to the agent, buy a nice home, buy mom and dad a home, get the sweet Ferrari, get the Porsche, get the country club. There's not a whole lot left, right? Yeah. So back then, guys were like, man, I got to do what I'm kind of told. To your point.
Yes.
I understand that all of this money has created this inner latitude for some to kind of do whatever you want, and it's a real turnoff. And I never begrudge players, get every penny that you can. I just hate when situations like this arise, it really puts to the forefront just how far apart the players and the average fan
is. That's exactly right. And we've been saying this for a couple of years about the NBA. And maybe we knew it was coming because of that new deal. Remember the new deal where it kind of uncapped, you know, how much money these guys can make in a sense. And, they, you know, we saw these $35, $40 million a year deals coming. Mm-hmm. And I remember we addressed this like 3 years ago. He's like, it's getting to the point. You know, forget the fandom side of it. Forget the, you know, I really like XYZ player. You just started to feel like NBA players were unrelatable to the average person because of how much money they're making. I mean, they're making more than CEOs, and in some cases, significantly more than CEOs mm-hmm. of Fortune 500 companies. And it's not like it's conditional upon, yeah, we had a good quarter this year or a good year this year, and 80% of my salary, which is $8 million, $10 million, is bonus, right? These guys are making $30-something million dollars guaranteed as soon as they sign on the dotted line. And so it's an unrelatable, like, level of, I don't know, comfort, I guess, is the best way to put it. And so then when you get them bitching and moaning about their lot in life because of the team they happen to be on, or they don't like their coach or a team, it's like, come on. Like, what are you actually talking about here? Like, your job is to help a team win a championship. You're paid a ton of money. Go do that. And when you don't, and then you try to legitimize it. Like, this is my reason why. I got to tune you out, man. Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. I don't hear that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Go do your job. And eventually, if it's the wrong spot, it'll work itself out. Don't be like, I don't know. Don't be a baby about it.
Don't be that detached from reality.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I viewed an NBA player as a villain, like had a villainous trait.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, Rodman, but Rodman was interesting.
Yeah,
and I didn't completely. I'm saying back like in real time, though.
Yeah, but he's like a lovable villain.
No question. But yes and no. Like when he was with the Spurs and he wouldn't put his shoes on, yeah. and when he was with the Bulls and he kicked the cameraman.
In the
genitalia. I mean, there's things that he did that in real time. Again, we can romanticize Rodman now. But there were points in real time. Rodman was, a borderline miscreant, and really a lot of people, he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yep.
But while Simmons is totally different than Rodman, he has taken the villainous cape and he's wearing it. And I can't remember the last guy if maybe somebody since Rodman, but he is that guy now.
Yeah.
I can't imagine there are many NBA fans supporting. Forget about Sixer fans. Many NBA fans supporting him.
Mm-mm.
Unless there's, I'm sure there's some markets right now, afternoon drive show, where they're taking calls and their fans who might be a bit of a moribund franchise themselves and they're desperate to win, which I get.
Yeah.
Because my Knicks have stunk for 20 years up until last year. I get it. When you're not good, you get desperate. But I guarantee some of these local afternoon drive hosts are taking calls from fans saying, I'll take Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
I get that because they're desperate and they want to win and they want to change their lot in life. That's fine. But 95% of even-keeled, well-versed NBA fans, they got to look at this guy crooked and say, what are you doing, man?
No, you're right.
I support Ben Simmons.
That's right. And here's the thing. It's not like Ben Simmons, something egregious happened, right? Maybe the coach hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
I know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about?
Yeah.
Come on.
The origin does exactly. Seem a little petty
exactly.
When you get to it. I hear you. All right, T, coming up, we'll get the update from Ack. Inbounds, out of bounds on the other side. The Broncos have dropped three straight. Should they be looking to maybe get some of their stars, trade them, and maybe reboot right now? Or should they keep that playoff push going? We'll get to that. That's on the menu. Ack's update right now. Here's Rich.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, TK and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Got the glove, got number glove for you. Do your thing. Gary Payton coming up next hour, Hall of Famer. I'm sure he's got some good thoughts on Ben Simmons. That's a different generation, right? Sure,
yeah.
He'll keep it raw as always. Love Gary. He's joining us next hour. Titans take out the Bills. Wild finish. Great game. We'll talk about that coming up next hour as well. and an omission that maybe the NBA should be a little worried about when it comes to what Draymond Green said. Teek and I will probe into that. First, though, before Inbounds, Out of Bounds, time for the Player of the Week, brought to you by Grainger. Taking a look at the one who got it done. Some good options. How about Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, 35-29 win over the Pats. Dak, 36 out of 51 for 445, most yards ever by an opposing quarterback against Bill Belichick defense. So, those were the 3 touchdowns, the 1 pick, and on the year, 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, and the Cowboys' offense is a-humming. Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call their click, Grainger.com/safety. Or just stop on by. All right, Teek, Inbounds, Out of Bounds. You ready to see what we got?
I am.
Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. Tiki and Tierney.
All right, after starting 3-0, the Broncos skidding a little bit. 3 straight L's, being outscored 84-50 during that losing streak. And despite the struggles, the Broncos aren't quite ready to give up. And the Athletic reports Denver is unlikely to subtract players that Fangio values in search of draft picks. So, looks like at least for the moments, they're still tied into Fangio there a little bit, and obviously trying to still win. The most notable trade piece for Denver would be 3-time All-Pro Von Miller, who's already racked up nearly 5 sacks in 6 games. He looks pretty bursty, pretty twitchy. All right, T, get her out. We would trade a first-round pick for Von Miller.
Probably not. I'm going to say out of bounds of that, BT. I really like Von Miller, and this was a contract year, kind of a prove-it year for him. But he's going to be 32. No, he's 32 now. He's going to be 33 in just a little while, about a little less than a year. So I just worry if I'm a team acquiring Von Miller, how much I'm going to get of eliteness, right? So I'm going to say out of bounds. You might get a year or two, but that's not worth the first round pick. So I'm going to say out of bounds.
I tend to agree. Listen, if you're a team that's languishing near the bottom, you've got a win, maybe 2. Why would you trade for Von Miller?
Yeah,
that makes no sense. So, you know, as I really think about it, I might actually switch to inbound. I'm going to say inbounds because I think the only team that would be tempted to trade for Von Miller would be a team that has a chance to win a championship, thus wouldn't be giving up a top 15 or 20 draft asset.
So you're not worried about that pick.
Yeah, I'm not as worried. Yeah. I don't want to just hand over first round equity, but like if I'm the Bills or if I'm, I mean, the Chiefs, if I'm, you know, the Chiefs could use him too. I mean, a couple teams that could, I mean, everybody could use him because he's playing very well. So I would say inbounds if it's the right team. Obviously, like the Jets wouldn't do it or, you know, I mean, who's another team that's having a rough go right now? The Dolphins wouldn't do it at 1-5. The Jaguars shouldn't do it. But if you're a team that's got a shot to win, that's a little different.
Are you in or are you out?
Number 2, the Yankees lost in the American League Championship Series in 2019, all right? The ALDS a year ago, and the wild card this year. So it's getting shorter and shorter, our stays in October, which is really starting to piss me off. However, despite the diminishing returns of the Bronx Teak, the Yankees announced today that they're going to retain skipper Aaron Boone as Yankee fans revolt. They did not like this. Signing him to a new 3-year deal with an option, by the way, for that 4th year. And GM Brian Cashman discussed the decision.
You know, I would reiterate that, you know, I thought Aaron Boone was part of the solution. Wasn't a problem or the problem. And listen, I think Aaron brings a lot of great qualities. He's a great baseball mind. Comes from an amazing family that has a history of, you know, in this industry for quite some time. But his ability to connect, to communicate, to be open-minded.
Okay, so that's Cashman. So, by the way, Cashman should be feeling the heat as well. That's really the target, in my opinion. In or out, while the roster was more the issue for the Yankees, the Bombers did need a new voice in the dugout.
I'm going to say out of bounds of this, BT. I don't think that this was the biggest issue facing the Bombers. I think health was roster construction was. I like Aaron Boone. We've talked about this many times, and I think he is a good tactical manager for the most part. If they get lucky, they don't have to worry as much as they have been regarding, you know, the rotation and the position player. So I'm going to say out of bounds. I do not think that they needed a new voice. I think they shook up their coaching staff, obviously, as was necessary. But I think Aaron Boone was not the biggest issue.
I agree with you, Teak. I mean, you know, I'm kind of having fun with this. But, like, a new voice, I mean, he could do impersonations from the dugout. He's not going to make Brett Gardner 15 years younger.
That's right.
Or Hicks healthy.
That's right.
Or Voight healthy. I mean, the problem, I'm so tired of talking about this because I think so many Yankee fans are really missing the point. I understand you want to vent frustrations, and I've done it as well. And when you do that, sometimes the collateral damage goes maybe a little too much in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
The real target should be cash. Oh, first of all, it should be ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Cashman, residually. Cashman's had 20 years and, quite frankly, has not been as good as some people thought he was. I would bring in a new GM myself. And if that's the case, if the new GM wanted a new manager, I'd be okay with that. But it's not Boone's fault that he had, you know, a paucity of lefty sticks to choose from, a dearth of fielders or speed or real frontline pitching. I mean, they brought in Kluber, who's always hurt. Every year they hit the bargain rack for starting pitching outside of Gerrit Cole. It's just, it's not a winning formula. And that, you know, a matter of fact, Boone actually thought, I thought he did a decent job just getting them to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a Boone fan than most, and I'm a Yankee fan, so now, I would say out of bounds. It's less about Boone. It's more about what's on, you know, up top.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teak. As the deadline approaches for state and school vaccine mandates, the Washington State Cougars were forced to fire their head coach and four assistants who all remain unvaccinated. Now, last night, their AD, Pat Chun, expressed some disappointment.
It is disheartening to be here today. Our football team is hurting. Our WSU community is fractured. Today will have a lasting impact on the young men on our team and the remaining coaches and staff. I take full ownership and responsibility for hiring Nick. In January of 2020, based on all the information we had at the time, we believe we found the perfect fit and a long-term solution for Washington State football. To be at this juncture today is unacceptable on so many levels and is antithetical to the WSU experience our student-athletes so richly deserve.
Okay, some strong words there. However, multiple players have expressed real support for Rolovich, and starting quarterback Jaden DeLore released a statement saying, quote, "They strongly disagree with today's decision," so he's got the backing of the players. In or out, Washington State should hire him back if he gets vaccinated or the mandates are rescinded.
I'm going to say inbounds to that. Like, I don't think this is about anything, you know, malicious on the part of Washington State. The state itself has a mandate, and these it's almost like their hands are tied when it comes to Rolovich's decision to not get vaccinated and his assistant coaches. But if he should, or the state rescinds its mandate, and this is kind of similar to the Kyrie Irving issue with the Brooklyn Nets. Inbounds. Yeah, I think they should hire him back. But, I mean, the likelihood of that happening in the short term is not real.
Yeah, I mean, would he want to go back?
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like he would. He loves it. I think he understood it. Because this isn't like, you know, Pat Chun saying, being angry with him because he won't get the vaccinations. It's kind of like, I have to let you go.
Oh, he sounded, some of those words were pretty harsh.
True, but it's also because
there's no wiggle room, to be fair, to Chun.
Exactly.
It is what it's a mandate.
It is what it is.
The school issue, the school mandate. And obviously the state as well. So I'm going to say inbounds. I'm total agreement here. When the players, first of all, Sean himself said, "I really thought I identified the right guy." So that's a very candid admission, and it seemed to be going in the right direction. The players obviously support him, so it seems like the AD's instincts were right at the time of the hire. The players still like him now.
Yep.
If things are rescinded, inbounds. Come, you know, get the whistle if you want it.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teak. Lane Kiffin's return to Tennessee. This was rough. Fans pelted the field with food, bottles, and even golf balls.
Yeah.
Hopefully no Pro V1s. Hopefully he didn't waste any good ones.
I saw this. Lane Kiffin got hit with a yellow ball.
Yeah, but even the good ones are yellow now. True. Like, maybe it's a noodle. You know, maybe you went for the bottom of the bag. You know, you kind of hit anything when you're trying to finish up 18, and you rinsed a couple, and you know you're already out of Vice Balls or Callaways or Pro V1s, like I usually am. Anyway, they pelted him with everything, basically. But the Ole Miss coach caught it mid stride, and after the game, discussed the fans' actions.
I just wanted to play. I mean, the players got helmets. It's the coaches that are going to get hit. Like, I still have my souvenir golf ball that I got hit with. But, I mean, I just put the helmets on, let's play. There's some number of bottles with some brown stuff in them, so I'm not sure. Probably not moonshine. I don't think they'd waste the moonshine on me.
Moonshine. Come and get your moonshine. Moonshine here. All right, Teague. Today the SEC announced a $250,000 fine. Compel Tennessee to fine and punish the fans responsible. And while they didn't remove alcohol from games, so told Tennessee to evaluate and review their policies. I mean, that's pretty hollow. I mean, okay, yes,
yeah.
We evaluated. We're done. That last part. The SEC's punishment was the right fit for the crime.
Yeah, I'm going to say inbounds of this. The $250,000 is a big deal. I was watching this real time, BT. This delayed this game for 20. There was 54 seconds left in the game. It delayed the game 20 minutes. And it was, they couldn't just call it because the Tennessee had all three timeouts left. So in theory, they could get the ball back and still have a chance to win. And so the lack of fan IQ is really what was most troubling. Your team still had a chance to win. In fact, they did get the ball back. Their quarterback got hurt, though, and they had to go to a backup who ran out of bounds with no time left on the clock for whatever reason.
Not optimal.
Not optimal. But, yeah, I'm going to say this punishment does fit the crime inbounds.
I would probably agree with you. You know, the money, whatever. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
You know, to fine. Now, compelled. I want to know how serious they're going to follow up on this. They compelled Tennessee to fine and punish the fans responsible.
Yeah.
Will there be follow-up procedures? What's the protocol there? I mean, if it's just a little, all right, give us the $250,000 check and we'll pretend that we're really interested and, you know, hopefully you find the people, and that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You got to find them, and then there's season tickets. I would revoke them forever.
Yeah.
Or at least a year or two, whatever you want to do, but they can't come to the next game.
But that's what I would do. That's all they got to do.
Yes, but they have to follow up on
what they
said. And if that's the case, then I would say that I would say inbounds, and I would be with you on that, Teague.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Teague and Tierney.
All right, Teague. Gary Payton. Just don't ask him about white chocolate. That time Jay Williams crossed him up. This guy was a sick defender and a great guy on the air. Hall of Famer Payton next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.